It's time for Medical Monday, brought to you in the interest of your health by Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center.
719 to Talk 107.3 FM WBRP. Good morning, everybody. It is time for Medical Monday, and it's time for us to welcome in Dr. Jennifer Harris from Our Lady of the Lake to talk measles this morning. Doctor, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you this morning, Brian?
I'm doing very well. We wanted to talk about measles today because we've been seeing an outbreak around the country, though we've been pretty lucky here in Louisiana, but I think it's good to get a primer on what exactly parents should be looking for, or what any of us should be looking for, really. And let's start with the basics about what measles is as far as, you know, as a disease is concerned. What is measles?
Right. So measles is a highly contagious infectious disease. And you're right. We're seeing this year some new outbreaks across the country, unfortunately, here.
What causes it?
It's caused by a virus called the measles virus, mm-hmm. not surprisingly.
It's apt, yes. So how can you tell if your child's at risk?
So really, if they're vaccinated or not. Fortunately, we have a great vaccine that safely protects our children from measles. So if your child has had both doses of the MMR vaccine, you can rest assured that your child is fully protected.
Okay, now is there a time limit on that or a date? Like, does it wear off at a certain point? The vaccination is good for forever, right?
No, it's actually good for your lifetime.
Yeah.
So if your child or you have had two doses of the MMR, you can know that you are 97% protected against getting the measles disease.
And how soon should that happen in a child's life? Like, how young?
So the first dose is given at 12 to 15 months, and then a second booster dose is given at 4 to 6 years of age.
What can happen to my child if they do come down with measles if they don't have the vaccination?
Measles can be, unfortunately, a very deadly disease. Some of the sequelae we see, kids with measles get pneumonia. Kids with measles get something called encephalitis, which is an inflammation of the brain. And 1 or 2 out of 1,000 kids who get measles will actually die. 1 out of 4, 1 out of 5 will end up hospitalized from it. And of those kids who get the brain inflammation, they can go on, if they do survive, to have deafness, to be blind, or to have long-term intellectual disability. So it's a really serious disease.
I would assume with measles, it's like anything, the earlier you can detect it, if the better. So what are some of the early symptoms?
So absolutely. So it starts off with fever, usually high fever, 104 or 105, cough, runny nose, red, watery eyes. And then 3 or 5 days later, the kids get the characteristic rash that starts on their face with flat red dots and then spreads down their whole body. And that's when we really can diagnose it once they have the rash.
And once it's diagnosed, what kind of treatments are there? Is this something you just have to let it ride its course, or what kind of treatments do you have?
Unfortunately, there's not a specific antiviral medicine that will treat or cure measles, so it's really supportive care. But if your child is exposed to the measles and they haven't been vaccinated, they have a 72-hour window where they could get the vaccine and get some protection. Are there some other treatments they could get post-exposure? Mm-hmm. But really the best treatment is prevention by getting the vaccine before you're ever exposed.
Absolutely. And while we're talking about that vaccine, there's sometimes a misconception that if you don't get the vaccine early, you just ride it out and your kid won't be contagious after a certain point. That's not true at all. Like, how long are kids contagious or have the potential to be contagious?
They're actually contagious, if you have the measles, from 4 days before the rash breaks out until 4 days after the rash comes. So there's about an 8-day window, and it's highly contagious. The measles virus can be spread from respiratory secretions, from coughing, sneezing. It can land on objects like doorknobs. It can last in the air or on surfaces for up to 2 hours. So if a kid with measles touches a doorknob and your kid who's not yet vaccinated touches that doorknob 1.5 hours later, they can get the disease. It's one of the most highly contagious illnesses we see.
That's a crazy huge window. Like, that just leaves things very wide open.
Yes, it is.
Dr. Jennifer Harris is with us. She's a pediatrician with Our Lady of the Lake Children's Health. We're talking about measles this morning. Aside from the contagiousness of measles, is there a window where we're more susceptible to it as people, or is this something that rides with us until we get vaccinated? Like, there's no age limit that where you start to grow out of it, right?
That's correct. But those under 5 years old, the children under five are more likely to get hospitalized and get the serious sequelae and more likely to die from the disease. So younger children are more at risk. And most at risk are infants under 12 months who haven't been vaccinated yet, because you don't get the vaccine until you hit a year. So because we're seeing a lot of measles throughout the world, if you're traveling internationally or if you're traveling to one of the states in the U.S. where there's an outbreak and you have a child under 12 months, talk to your pediatrician about them getting the vaccine early to protect them before you travel.
Well, and let's recap that one more time. You did give that information out earlier in the interview, but for those that may have missed it, at what age should my child be immunized?
Routinely, starting at 12 months. But if you're traveling, your baby can get it early as 6 months. So if you're traveling to any of the states in the U.S. where there have been outbreaks, Washington State, Florida, Georgia, New York City, California, or if you're traveling internationally and you have a baby that's at least 6 months old, talk to your pediatrician about getting that vaccine before you travel.
Dr. Jennifer Harris is our guest, and we're talking measles this morning for Our Lady of the Lakes Medical Monday. Doc, is there no cure for measles?
There's not a cure. So, again, it's prevention is what we want to focus on.
Is there,
and we have good, safe prevention, so that's great.
Is there work to advance a cure, or is this just something that the prevention side is so strong, I wouldn't see a lot of research going into the back end because the one side of the argument already has won the argument?
So there is certainly there is research going on to look at treatment, mm-hmm. but really our focus right now is prevention. This is the biggest outbreak we've seen in 25 years, and in 2000 it was even determined that measles had been eliminated in the U.S.
Yeah.
because the vaccine worked so well. But now, unfortunately, it's back.
And this is it's back due to the anti-vaccine crowd that's out there. This is it's managed to creep its way back in. Dr. Jennifer Harris, where can folks go to learn if they want to learn more about measles and vaccination and how to take care of this?
So your best two sources of information are cdc.gov mm-hmm. or aap.org, or absolutely talk to your own personal pediatrician.
Excellent stuff. Thank you, Dr. Jennifer Harris with Our Lady of the Lake. I appreciate the time and the information this morning.
Thanks, Brian.
All right.